All right, so get this. We're diving deep into agentic AI in healthcare today.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, and not the like way out there sci-fi futuristic stuff, but
Right.
how it's already like changing things now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got research papers, news articles, all that good stuff.
Awesome.
And get this, we're talking AI that can predict diseases like years before you even have a sniffle.
It's pretty wild. It really is changing the game. Like, instead of just waiting till you're sick and then reacting to it,
Right.
we're moving more and more towards preventing illness altogether.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
So, okay, let's break this down a little bit.
Yeah.
What is agentic AI doing for us? Like right now, I keep hearing this.
Exactly. Like, take IBM's Watson for oncology. It's using AI to make personalized cancer treatment plans based on the patient's own individual genetic makeup.
Wow.
Because, no two cancers are exactly alike.
Right.
And this tech lets us tailor the treatment to each person.
That's incredible. So we're talking better outcomes, faster recovery, fewer side effects,
Yeah.
all thanks to this more personalized approach.
That's the goal. And it's not just about treatment. AI is also becoming a super powerful tool for diagnosis.
Okay.
It's almost like a second pair of eyes, but with like superhuman
I'm
abilities.
intrigued. How does that work in practice?
So companies like Aidoc and Zebra Medical Vision, they're developing AI algorithms that can analyze medical images, like X-ray CT scans, things like that,
Okay.
and they can detect things that even a trained human eye might miss,
Wow.
like tiny little fractures or maybe even the earliest signs of a tumor.
So quicker and more accurate diagnoses, which could be life-saving in a lot of cases.
Oh, absolutely, especially for those conditions where catching it early is like the key.
Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't stop there. This same tech is speeding up the process of drug discovery and development,
Okay.
which, has always been notoriously slow and difficult.
Yeah. Fill me in. How is AI shaking up the world of pharmaceuticals?
Well, think about how complex drug development is.
Okay.
You've got to simulate molecular interactions, identify potential candidates,
Right.
and then go through all these rigorous clinical trials. It's a lot.
Yeah.
AI is being used to streamline that whole process.
Wow. So are we talking about new medications reaching patients faster than ever before?
That's the potential. Companies like InSilico Medicine are using AI to identify promising drug candidates
Okay.
and even repurpose existing drugs for new applications.
That's amazing. So what about the everyday healthcare that we all experience? Is AI playing a role there too?
Absolutely. Think about the rise of wearable technology.
Okay.
Like the Apple Watch, some of them can even take an EKG now.
Right.
Or health apps like Aida Health that use AI to give you personalized health assessments. These tools are using AI to monitor your health all the time.
So it's like having a little health assistant right there on your wrist,
Yeah.
keeping tabs on your well-being.
Yeah, pretty much.
But is it really accurate?
Well, the technology is advancing so rapidly. These
Wow.
AI-powered tools can track your vital signs, your activity levels, sleep patterns,
Wow.
all kinds of data that can give you and your doctor some really valuable insights.
Okay.
And if something seems off, it can alert you and your doctor right away.
That's incredible. Early intervention could be a game changer.
Yeah, for sure.
So many conditions. What about the less glamorous side of healthcare, though? All the paperwork and administrative tasks.
Oh, yeah.
Can AI help with that stuff?
That's actually a huge area where AI is making a difference.
Really?
You know how much time healthcare professionals spend on scheduling appointments,
Yeah.
dealing with billing, processing insurance claims?
Ugh, it's a nightmare.
It's a massive drain on their time and resources,
Major.
and that's where AI steps in.
Okay, so AI is tackling those mountains of paperwork. I
Exactly.
can see how that would free up doctors and nurses to actually spend more time with patients.
That's the idea. Companies like Olive AI are developing platforms that can automate a lot of those repetitive administrative tasks.
Wow.
Their AI algorithms can handle things like prior authorizations, claims processing, even patient scheduling.
That's amazing. This all sounds fantastic, but I have to ask, are there any downsides to all this AI integration?
Well, there are definitely challenges we need to think about.
Okay.
One of the biggest is making sure these AI systems are actually reliable and safe.
That makes sense.
We need to be certain that the algorithms are making accurate decisions
Right.
and that patient data is protected.
Absolutely. With any new technology, especially in healthcare, safety and security are paramount.
And then there's also the question of access.
Right.
We need to make sure these advancements are available to everyone,
Yeah.
not just those who can afford the latest gadgets
Of course.
or live in areas with cutting-edge healthcare systems.
It's a crucial point. We don't want to create a healthcare system where Only the privileged few have access to the benefits of AI.
It's definitely a complex landscape,
yeah,
but the potential is there to create a healthcare system that's more efficient, more personalized, and ultimately more effective for everyone.
I love that. We've covered a lot of ground already, but this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
What really blows my mind is the potential for agentic AI to like transform the future of healthcare.
Oh, yeah. We're on the cusp of some really revolutionary advancements.
Like what?
Imagine AI-powered surgical robots doing complex procedure, predicting diseases before you even have symptoms.
Wow.
Even providing personalized mental health support.
It sounds like science fiction, but you're saying it's closer than we think.
Definitely. Let's dive into these future possibilities.
Oh, okay.
That's where things get really exciting.
All right, I'm ready.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so let's jump into the deep end here and explore some of those future possibilities. We were talking about AI taking on, you know, those administrative tasks, but imagine AI taking on surgery itself, like fully autonomous robotic surgery.
Okay, I have to admit that one sounds a little unnerving.
Yeah.
A robot wielding a scalpel? Is that really where we're headed?
Well, it's not as far-fetched as it might sound. We already have robotic surgery.
Right.
But it's typically guided by a human surgeon, right?
Yeah.
The next step is to develop these AI-powered surgical robots that can perform procedures with, like, minimal human intervention.
So the robot would be making decisions in real time, adapting to the patient's needs.
Exactly.
As it goes.
Yeah, and this isn't about, you know, replacing human surgeons altogether.
Okay.
It's about expanding access to quality surgical care, especially in remote areas.
Yeah.
You know, where specialized surgeons might not be readily available.
I can see how that would be huge for rural communities.
Yeah.
Or even developing countries.
Absolutely.
And I can't help but wonder about the safety aspect. How do we ensure that these robots are making the right decisions, especially in like a high stake situation like surgery?
That's a valid concern for sure. And it's one of the biggest hurdles that researchers are trying to overcome.
Right.
You know, these AI systems would need to be incredibly precise and reliable.
Yeah.
With like multiple layers of safety protocols built in.
Okay.
It's a complex challenge, but the potential benefits are enormous.
I could definitely see that. Expanding access, improving precision, potentially even reducing complications.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to think about what's possible. But let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about something that could impact everyone, not just those needing surgery.
Yeah.
We touched on this earlier, predictive and preventative healthcare.
Ah, yes. This is where AI could truly revolutionize how we approach health and wellness.
Okay.
You know, instead of waiting for people to get sick, we could use AI to identify those at risk.
Right.
And intervene early.
Right.
To prevent diseases from developing in the first place.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What does this look like in practice?
Imagine going to the doctor for your annual checkup.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just checking your blood pressure and your weight, the doctor can tell you with a high degree of certainty that you're at an elevated risk for developing heart disease or diabetes, you know, 10 years down the road.
Wow, that's incredible. But how would they know that?
AI algorithms can analyze huge amounts of your health data, your genes, your lifestyle, your medical history, everything.
Wow.
And identify patterns that indicate potential future health risks.
So AI could essentially predict diseases before you even show symptoms.
Yeah, it's like having a crystal ball that can glimpse into your future health.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
What if it's wrong, though?
Uh-huh.
What if it predicts a disease that never actually develops?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it lead to unnecessary anxiety?
Right.
And potentially even unnecessary medical interventions?
That's a great point, and it highlights the importance of responsible implementation. These AI systems wouldn't be about making a definite diagnosis, but rather about identifying potential risks and empowering individuals to take proactive steps to mitigate those risks.
So it's not about replacing doctors, but rather about giving them more powerful tools to help their patients make informed decisions about their health.
Exactly. And it's not just about predicting individual health outcomes.
Okay.
Agentic AI could also revolutionize the way we conduct clinical trials.
I'm curious about that. How would AI play a role in clinical trials?
So clinical trials are essential for developing safe and effective treatments.
Right.
But they can be incredibly time-consuming and expensive.
For sure.
AI could help us streamline the whole process.
Okay.
By, you know, optimizing trial designs, recruiting the right participants.
Okay.
And even analyzing data more efficiently.
So we're talking about potentially getting new treatments to patients faster.
Yeah.
and making the whole process more cost-effective.
That's the goal.
That would be huge.
And it goes beyond just efficiency, too. Okay.
AI could also help ensure that clinical trials are more diverse and inclusive.
How so?
You know, representing a wider range of populations.
That's a fantastic application of AI.
Yeah.
Ensuring that new treatments are tested on people from all different backgrounds is so crucial to making sure that they're safe and effective for everyone. But let's move on to another area where AI could provide much needed support.
Okay.
Mental health.
This is an area where the need is immense and the potential impact of AI is enormous.
Yeah.
We're already seeing AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants that can provide some basic mental health support.
Yeah, I've seen those advertised.
Yeah.
But how effective are they really? Can a chatbot really provide meaningful support for someone struggling with anxiety or depression?
So current chatbots are pretty basic.
Okay.
But the future holds potential for much more sophisticated AI agents.
Like what?
Imagine an AI system that can analyze your voice patterns, your facial expressions.
Wow.
Even your writing style to detect signs of emotional distress. So it's not just about what you say, but how you say it.
Exactly. The AI would be picking up on subtle cues.
Right.
That might even go unnoticed by a human therapist.
And then what?
And then it could respond in a personalized and compassionate way.
Okay.
Offering coping mechanisms, words of encouragement, or even connecting you with a human therapist if needed.
That's amazing. It's like having a supportive friend available 24/7. Someone who can listen without judgment and offer guidance when you need it most. But what about privacy?
Yeah.
If the AI is analyzing all this personal data, how do we ensure that it's kept confidential?
That's a crucial point. Data security and privacy would be paramount, especially when dealing with sensitive mental health information.
Right.
You know, robust safeguards would need to be in place to protect patient confidentiality.
This all sounds incredibly promising.
Yeah.
But I can't help but wonder, how would agentic AI have stacked up against a real-world challenge like the COVID-19 pandemic? Could it have helped us navigate that crisis?
That's a fascinating question. And it brings us to the final future possibility I want to discuss.
Yep.
Global health surveillance.
Okay.
Imagine an AI system that constantly monitors health data from around the world.
Wow.
Looking for early warning signs of emerging diseases or potential pandemics.
So like a global early warning system for outbreaks.
Precisely. AI could analyze data from a multitude of sources.
Okay.
Social media news reports, even search engine queries.
Okay.
To detect unusual patterns that might indicate an outbreak.
Wow. I'm thinking back to the early days of COVID-19.
Yeah.
When there was so much confusion and uncertainty.
Right.
Could AI have helped us identify those initial hotspots sooner?
It's definitely possible.
And potentially slow the spread of the virus.
AI could have analyzed data from all these sources.
Right.
Identified unusual spikes in respiratory illnesses.
Okay.
And alerted public health officials much earlier.
Wow. Early detection and rapid response are crucial in containing outbreaks.
Yeah.
And it sounds like AI could play a vital role in that.
Absolutely.
It's mind-boggling to think about how AI could not only improve individual health, but also strengthen global health security.
Mm.
It paints a picture of a future where we're better prepared for whatever health challenges come our way.
And that's a future worth striving for. But as we navigate this exciting new landscape, it's important to be mindful of the key considerations that come with agentic AI in healthcare.
That makes sense. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. What are some of the most important things to consider as we integrate AI more deeply into our healthcare system?
Well, one of the biggest is ensuring that these AI systems are developed and deployed ethically.
Absolutely.
We need to safeguard patient privacy, address potential biases in algorithms, and make sure that these advancements are accessible to everyone, regardless of their socioeconomic status.
Those are all crucial points.
Yeah. We want to make sure that agentic AI benefits all of humanity, not just a select few. It's about creating a future where technology is used to promote health and well-being for everyone.
I completely agree. And we also need to consider the impact of AI on the healthcare workforce.
Right.
You know, will these advancements replace human doctors and nurses?
Yeah.
Or will they augment their capabilities and empower them to provide even better care?
It's a question that's on a lot of people's minds.
Mm.
And there's no easy answer.
For sure.
But I think it's important to remember that healthcare is ultimately about human connection and compassion. Technology can be a powerful tool, but it should never replace the human element.
I couldn't agree more. The most effective healthcare systems will be those that strike the right balance between AI and human expertise, leveraging the strengths of both to create a system that's truly transformative.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From personalized medicine to pandemic preparedness. It's clear that agentic AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare in ways we're only just beginning to imagine.
And it's happening now, not in some distant future. It's an exciting time to be exploring the possibilities and shaping the future of healthcare together.
It's really incredible to think about how much agentic AI is already impacting healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, definitely.
We've talked about personalized medicine, robotic surgery, even predicting diseases before symptoms appear.
Right.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It really highlights the potential for AI to not just treat diseases,
right,
but to actually prevent them altogether.
Yeah.
Like, it's a paradigm shift in how we think about health and wellness.
But as we've discussed, you know, it's not all sunshine and roses.
Of course.
There are some serious considerations we need to address as AI becomes more integrated into healthcare.
Absolutely. One of the biggest is data privacy.
Okay.
You know, these AI systems, they thrive on data.
Right.
The more, the better. But we're talking about really sensitive personal health information.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure that that data is protected and used responsibly?
That's a huge concern. People need to feel confident that their health data is safe and secure.
Exactly.
Not being shared or sold without their consent.
We need to have really robust safeguards in place.
Okay.
Not just technical measures like encryption,
right,
but also clear regulations and ethical guidelines that govern how this data can be used.
And what about the potential for bias in these AI systems?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen examples of AI algorithms reflecting existing societal biases,
right,
which can lead to some really unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
Yeah.
How do we prevent that from happening in healthcare?
It's a critical issue. If these AI systems are trained on biased data sets, they could end up perpetuating existing healthcare disparities.
Right. So, for example, an algorithm that's trained on data that mainly represents one demographic group might not be as accurate or effective for another group.
The problem.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Please,
it's about making sure it's developed and deployed in a way that's fair and equitable for everyone.
Exactly. And that requires us to really think carefully about the data that's used to train these systems, to constantly monitor for bias, and to commit to transparency and accountability.
It sounds like there's a lot of work to be done to ensure that agentic AI is used responsibly and ethically in healthcare.
There is, but it's a challenge that's worth tackling.
Yeah.
I mean, the potential benefits are so significant that we can't afford to shy away from these difficult conversations.
You're absolutely right. It's about finding that sweet spot where we can harness the power of AI for good while also mitigating the potential risks.
So for our listeners out there, what can they do to prepare for this AI-driven future of healthcare?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed.
Right.
You know, this field is evolving so rapidly.
Yeah, it seems like every day there's something new.
Keep up with the latest developments and advancements. Read articles, listen to podcasts, attend webinars.
Right.
There are tons of resources available.
It's like anything else, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
The more you understand about AI and its implications, the better equipped you'll be to navigate this new landscape.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
If your doctor recommends a treatment or a diagnostic test that involves AI, ask about the benefits and the risks.
Yeah.
You know, understand how the AI system works and what data it's using to make decisions.
That's great advice. Don't just blindly accept what the technology is telling you. Ask questions, do your research, and advocate for yourself.
Exactly. And finally, be an advocate for ethical and responsible AI development.
Okay.
Support policies and regulations that prioritize data privacy, security, and equitable access to healthcare.
It's a good reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping this future.
Yeah.
We're not just passive recipients of technology. We can actually influence how it's developed and used.
Absolutely. Agentic AI has the power to completely revolutionize healthcare for the bar.
Yeah.
But it's up to all of us to make sure that it's used for the benefit of all humanity.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the current applications of agentic AI to the exciting possibilities that lie ahead.
It's been a great conversation.
It's a complex and rapidly evolving field, but one that's full of promise.
It really is, and it's a journey that we need to take together.
Yeah.
With careful consideration, open dialogue, and a commitment to using this powerful technology for good.
So to our listeners, we leave you with this final thought. As we enter this new era of AI-driven healthcare, what kind of future do you envision? What role do you want AI to play in your health and the health of your loved ones?
That's a big question.
It is. It's a conversation worth having as we navigate this uncharted territory together. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those big questions.